Time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 4th of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Cromarty, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Faroes 970, slow moving, filling 975 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest Viking. Showers, thundery in Viking, good. South Utsira, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, showers, good. Forties, Cromarty, southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty and 4 later in Forties. Showers, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, south or southwest 4 or 5, showers, good. Thames, Dover, southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later in Plymouth. Showers, rain later except in White, good, occasionally poor later except in White. Biscay, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, west or northwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 5 to 7. Squally showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west 5, 13 miles, 993, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest 5, rain, 12 miles, 986, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 6, 9 miles, 985, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 4, recent rain, 27 miles, 995, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 2, 1001, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1006. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1007. Jersey, west, 4, 14 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4, 11 miles, 1007. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 3, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Valentia, west 3, moderate drizzle, 5 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, 12 miles, 1001, falling more slowly. Malin Head, west southwest 6, 11 miles, 997, now rising. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A low near Faroes will continue to bring strong winds and showers to most coastal waters, with gales continuing to affect the north of Scotland today. The low will then start to fill and slowly move away north, with an area of rain affecting southern coastal waters for a time tomorrow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first and 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing south 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 4 or 5, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near North Foreland, showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 3 to 5, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, 4 to 6, backing south, 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, west or southwest, 5 or 6, backing south or southwest, 3 or 4 later, then increasing 4 or 5. Showers, then heavy rain later, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, southwest 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5. Showers, squally at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4. Showers, squally at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Aghnamurcham Point, west 6 or 7, backing southwest 3 to 5. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Aghnamurcham Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Squally showers, perhaps thundery in north, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7. Squally showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. And that completes our shipping bulletin.
Strong message here from BBC Radio 4.
I'm Amanda Iannucci.
And I'm Helen Lewis.
A comedy writer and a journalist teaming up like a pair of unkempt and unlikely superheroes.
Our mission is to decipher political language.
Stress testing to destruction those used and abused buzzwords and phrases.
Finding out what they really mean.
And looking at whether they're meant to deceive us.
Or to distract us.
Or to disturb us.
And our pledge is to help you spot the tricks of the verbal trade.
But be warned, this series does feature strong political language that some listeners may find an inverted pyramid of piffle.
Strong Message Here continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
On Thursday mornings at 9.45.
And now it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan.
Good morning. Northern Ireland's Loch Nye, the UK's largest freshwater lake, has been blighted over recent years by large blooms of a potentially toxic blue-green algae. Because dry weather promotes it, sightings this year are already reported. Since the loch supplies half of Belfast's drinking water and 40% of the province's water overall, that's worrying. Not that neglect or abuse of vital waterways is confined to local shores. Perhaps you saw the alarming pictures from Argentina a few months ago after a dump of chemical waste turned a canal in Buenos Aires bright red. It brought arrestingly to mind the first plague God visited on Egypt to compel Pharaoh to release the Israelites from slavery. The river of blood plays to an almost primal environmental fear. The fish shall die, the river shall stink, warns Exodus, and the people shall be unable to drink its water. Although in Exodus, Pharaoh's magicians replicate the devastation, it's a somewhat dubious sign of progress that in our own age, dark arts aren't required. And yet lots I've read about nature's ability to repair itself undoubtedly points to a power that, if it isn't beyond human understanding, is certainly beyond mine. There's a world of evidence to suggest that given the right encouragement, most rivers have the capacity to recover and revive. And that hope too, lo and behold, finds unlikely pre-scientific expression in the book Ezekiel. Every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live, insists Ezekiel. Everything will live where the river goes. Show us, Lord, in Jesus' name, the ultimate power of purity over pollution, forgiveness over sin, and resurrection over death. As we pray for projects around the world to restore rivers and protect water sources, to cleanse and refresh. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Canon Simon Dugan. And now here's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. A new report by the National Audit Office warns that government has no long-term strategy for dealing with animal disease outbreaks.
What I think our report shows is the insufficient level of preparedness for a major outbreak of animal disease, which potentially could happen if foot and mouth were to get in.
The government's Animal Health Agency says it'll study the report and its recommendations. We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, today, the artificial fertilisers that farmers put on their crops are generally produced using the energy-intensive Haber-Bosch method. It involves using nitrogen from the air and hydrogen from natural gas, mixed under huge pressure and very high temperatures. The process has a large carbon footprint, roughly 1% of global CO2 emissions. Well, this week we're hearing about innovations in farming, and research is currently underway to